And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Elad.
Good morning. Are you safe now?
I am safe and sound. I am sitting in a parking lot in the States, ready to do an interview. So.
Okay. So, Parshat Bo.
Parshat Bo is, it's probably one of the turning points in the Jewish history. Excuse me. When the final three plagues are brought upon the Egyptians, and the last plague obviously being the death of the firstborn, and Pharaoh, everyone knows that there's a lot of commentaries involved saying that he was actually a firstborn.
Yeah.
So that really, really hit home to him. And after many, many plagues of him saying, I'll let you go, and then not allowing them to go, he finally said, go, leave right now as fast as you can. I don't want to deal with you people anymore. And we say as well also, the Jews were given the first mitzvah of establishing a calendar, and they were then given the commandments to the Korban Pesach, slaughtering the lamb, which, and that they put the blood on the doorpost, letting God know which Jews living here instead of going to being destroyed.
Yeah, so we not get the pledge.
Right. And and then, and in the future, in the next Torah portions, I think we're going to be talking about the Exodus of Egypt. So, people always say, you got to be realistic. And it's interesting because it really often seems to side with the sort of one person. Someone says, come on, you got to be realistic. Is doing it for that the own person's being for himself, and we see that getting things done in life, for example, takes time and effort and hard work, and the results seem really small or big, depending what it is, really to the original inspiration that a person had. And we wish reality to be in a way that, quick, chip-chop, you do something and then that's what it is. Now, if there's ever a time for figuring out this reality thing of, being realistic and so on, whether, you're trying to live with it or break free of it, whether it be our challenges in life, whatever it may be, this week really, really talks about it in this week's Torah portion of Bo, because we see, as I said, the Jews are going to be leaving Egypt, and our sages say that in every generation we must see ourselves if we personally have gone out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And the Kabbalistic teachings, the mysticism of the Torah, explain that the Hebrew word for Egypt, Mitzrayim, has the same letters, as we talked about this many times in the show, Mitzarim, restriction. Now, going out of Egypt in a spiritual sense means leaving behind the beliefs or attitudes that limit us, that hinder us from accomplishing our goals. And people will ask, well, that's great, but what does that mean in practical sense? How do we break free of our limitations when those limitations have their way of imposing themselves upon us? If we like it or not, they're there. And can we just, sort of just wish the reality away, say, well, you know what, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And, if we think about it, when the Jews left Egypt, God revealed himself through plagues and miracles, and carried his people, the Jews, triumphantly away. But that isn't the reality for most of us on a day-to-day basis. We have to contend, with our little battles, our struggles, with no outright sign of divine intervention. We don't always see the intervention of God. We don't always see the miracles of God in our lives. And we think, why do I have to deal with something like this? And there's a Kabbalistic interpretation that can really shed light on this question. And, it says that Exodus from Egypt means leaving limitations and bounds, and Hasidus, mysticism, when you learn that, it gives us the ability to leave the restrictions of the material world. And there's really a difference between leaving our restrictions of the world and the Exodus of Egypt. The Egyptian Exodus means shattering everything that they had in the past, and then the departure. And this is why they went away from Egypt. They didn't stay there and just break free from Pharaoh. They literally left Egypt. And mysticism explains that the exodus that talks about more in the spiritual sense means purification and correction. Stepping out of worldly limitations and bounds, you know, while remaining in the world. And people might ask, well, how is that possible? And it really means, while functioning within the world, we must transcend its limitations. We are to remove the limitations and bounds and perceive the truth that the world, per se, is truly good, because obviously this is a natural world, is what God intended it to be. And we have the work and the ability to make it to a higher level. So let's think about it for a second. When the Jews were in Egypt, their only option was to get away. They couldn't stay there. It was not possible. Now, sometimes an environment is so toxic that there's no choice but to sometimes leave. You have to leave it. There's no fixing the situation or working around the situation. You need to get out. And this was the state of the Jewish people at the time of Exodus. And in fact, our sages say that the redemption came not a moment too soon, because the Jews had already sunk, as it was brought down, their 50 level of spirituality, and they've already sunk to the 49th level of impurity. If they would have gone one more level, they wouldn't have gotten out. We wouldn't have been able to get out. So they had to leave, literally leave the whole land of Egypt. Now our situation, our spiritual life, is a little different. Going out of Egypt, leaving our boundaries and limitations, is not an exercise, for example, in denial. The challenges and struggles are out there, and they're real. But we also know that God created the world with all its limitations and boundaries. And nothing in the world can stop us, nothing, from fulfilling His will. If a goal seems, unrealistic, what do we tell our child? If a goal is unrealistic or over-challenging, then perhaps it's appropriate to first check, whether it's what God wants us to do at that period of time. Now, once we've determined that that's what our job is to do in our mind, then we do it. We'll reach it. God will help us. There's nothing that can, we can accept that, but there's no obstacle that we can't, overturn. And, it's best to really set modest and realistic goals, but not to swerve from them. Oh, it's too hard, let me not do it. So, let's get down to really what it is. What is the difference between the original Exodus from Egypt and our spiritual going out of Egypt today? Why was the emphasis, on breaking free, while today is really learning how to work within the boundaries of the world? And if we think about it, the Exodus from Egypt was really the first stage in the remarkable change of the world that we were going to undergo, because once we left, we were going to give in the Torah. Until the Torah was given, the spiritual world stayed spiritual, and the physical stayed physical. Spirituality couldn't come down to the physical world, and it's vice versa. And once you were given the Torah, God gave us that imaginable ability to be able to bring spirituality into this physical, mundane world. And yes, it's a challenge. But with every challenge, we set our goals, and God will be able to help us fulfill them. And we will do it. So we don't have to go out of this world. That's not our job. People think, let me sit and learn Torah all day, and then I don't have to get involved with the world. Granted, that's a good thing, but that's not our 100%, that's not our real purpose. Our purpose is to get involved in the world, bring Torah down into the world, and make this world a better place. And that's how we will go out of our Egypt, and that's what this Torah portion teaches us.
That's very nice. And services at Shaarei Shamayim /Shaarei Tzedek.
Service is Friday evening at 5:15, as well as Shabbat morning is 9:30, and Sunday morning we have Minyan at 8:15, community Minyan followed by breakfast, as well as Monday and Thursday we have the community Minyan in the Paris house at 7:15. So, I always tell people, once you start coming to Minyan in the morning, it really starts your day off at a totally different the way of life, and your day feels good. So I encourage everyone to come, be part of the minyan, and you're out by 8 o'clock to go straight to the office.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, thank you.
And
we'll talk next week.
Actually, we'll talk 2 weeks from today, because next week I'm away.
Okay, we'll talk 2 weeks from today. Yeah. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.